Hey, tennis fans, I'm James Watterson, and I've got your Tennis Now tennis news for the first day of the US Open. And it didn't take long, but we've already seen a huge upset. World number 6 and Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova fell to 48th-ranked Alexandra Dolgoru of Romania 7-6-6-3 earlier today in what was her third loss in 5 matches since she took the crown at the All England Club. Kvitova has had issues with getting her game together since July. Even in her victories, she's won despite making a lot of unforced errors. She was particularly bad about that today as she hit 52 errors. For a time, Maria Sharapova looked like she might lose as well. She lost the first set to Great Britain's Heather Watson, ranked number 102. And the match was highly competitive until the end of the third set when Sharapova just overpowered her opponent. Vera Zvonareva, Yulia Gerges, and Dominika Sibulkova all cruised through in straight sets, and 16-year-old American Madison Keys hit 28 winners en route to a 6-2, 6-4 win against fellow American Jill Krabas. It was Keys' first ever match at the US Open, and she responded very well to the occasion. She'll be one to watch out for in the future, for sure. Now on the men's side, Marty Fish lost just 5 games in his first round match against Germany's Tobias Kampke. Thomas Berdych, Radek Stepanek, Richard Geske, Bernard Tomic, and Alexander Dolgopolov all earned straightforward straight-set victories, and Marin Cilic took down 19-year-old Ryan Harrison 6-2, 7-5, 7-6. Now Cilic thoroughly dominated that match, and you could see it in just about every point. The crowd was usually standing inside of the baseline, dictating play with his ground strokes, while Harrison had to scramble to retrieve balls 5 or 6 feet behind the baseline. Now the Croat's 41 errors kept Harrison in the match though, and Harrison actually served for the second and third sets. But Cilic just had too much game today, and he put his best tennis together when it counted. Now tomorrow you can look forward to seeing Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, Caroline Wozniacki, and Victoria Azarenka play their opening matches, so make sure to keep an eye on our live scores page to stay informed on the day's winners and losers. Speaking of Novak Djokovic, UNICEF announced on Monday that he will be a national ambassador for Serbia, with his role being to promote early childhood education. UNICEF has worked in Serbia for more than 60 years to promote and protect children's rights and education. That mission is critical because less than half of all children younger than 5 years old attend early education programs, and 1 in 10 children from vulnerable groups do not attend. According to Rima Salah, UNICEF's deputy executive director, early education is important for a child because it gives them more chance to socialize with their peers. It's a cause that Djokovic believes in, and his goals are as lofty as those he holds as a tennis player. He said, quote, "Through my work with UNICEF, I want to help Serbian children realize their dreams. I want to help them understand that they have rights and that those rights should be protected. I want them to believe that anything is possible." Now that'll do it from us, folks. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube so you can stay up to date on all the news from the US Open. Thanks for watching, and as always, have a great day.